The sloth has grown in popularity, and fascination with these animals continues to increase as we learn more about them, especially in Costa Rica. Unique features such as long claws and camouflaged fur make them well suited for their home hanging in the treetops. Researchers have even discovered that sloth fur supports a complex biodiversity of living things. It's no wonder that they are vital to the well-being of the rainforest. But despite these fascinating facts, there is still much we don't know about sloths. Today, Gabi Kassel and Caro are getting a chance to see rescued sloths up close, including a rare encounter with a fragile baby three-toed sloth. And they'll learn what research still needs to be done to make sure this little guy has the best chance of returning to his natural habitat.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live.
I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Just how much is yet to be discovered on our planet? Every year, scientists report more than 15,000 new species. Some experts are worried that many animals, insects, and plants could go extinct before they are even discovered. And then there are the species we do know about, but not completely. And it's not just the obscure ones living leagues under the sea. Today, our three adventurers are learning from staff at an animal rescue project called Kids Saving the Rainforest. But Gabi Kassel and Caro are discovering there's so much to learn, even for the experts.
You know, the sloths are the most unusual animal, and there's not enough information on sloths, okay? And the process is we get a lot of babies here, and we go all the way through in terms of releasing. And it's so important to know more about sloths. Particularly to focus on two things. One, baby sloths, okay, that come in less than a month old. And the second thing is the release.
The main threat sloths face is from humans removing trees from their habitat. Sloths use trees as a source of food and shelter from predators. They spend nearly all of their time in trees, only coming to the ground about once each week to relieve themselves. Sloths are also killed or injured while climbing on suspended power lines, common in many countries. Kids Saving the Rainforest runs a rehabilitation and release program for injured and abandoned sloths. Other sloths call KSTR's Wildlife Sanctuary their permanent home, bringing awareness to visiting humans about what they can do to help.
These are the two-toed sloths that we have in here. There's actually three of them, but two of them are having a little sleep, seeing as these guys are actually nocturnal.
Right.
You can see Phoebe up there. She's the biggest and blondest one.
Uh-huh. So they're not going to be released?
No, these guys actually come from another sanctuary in the Caribbean side, the Sloth Sanctuary. But they have saved so many so far that they're running out of space. So we said that we'd take some of them just so that these guys can have a good home, just like all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. So there are two-toed sloths and three-toed sloths?
Yeah, but you can see their feet. I mean, they have two claws on their hands. They have three on their toes, just like the three-toed sloth. So really, they should be called two-fingered and three-fingered.
But right.
They're actually very different species. I mean, these guys, they have molars and pseudo canines, but the three-toes, they just have molars and premolars. So they can only eat leaves, whereas these guys, they can eat other foods if resources are down. Like, they've been known to eat birds' eggs. But they've got very good camouflage. Not in captivity, because you can see they're very clean. But normally they look more greyish-blue because of all the moss that grows on them. They actually also have moths that live in the crevices of their hair.
Oh,
Yeah,
and their faces are different from their. We saw two with different faces, like
yeah,
with the nose.
Three-toed sloth, they have the dark lines like a raccoon, because they have two types of hair. Whereas these guys, they just have one type, so they only have one colour. I mean, the colours vary. These guys are a lot darker than she is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they just have one type of hair, whereas the three-toeds have two.
Yeah. Oh, they're so beautiful.
For me, it was interesting to know that the three-finger sloth, they cannot live in captivity much time. They don't know why yet. And also, a lot of animals in here, they don't know how long they live. So for me, it made me think that there's so many things that we don't know about animals. Sometimes we think we know a lot and there's scientists and everything, but there's a lot to know.
To many people, sloths look similar to monkeys, but they are actually more closely related to anteaters. Anteaters, too, are a part of KSTR's wildlife rehabilitation program. These creatures come in several species, from anteaters as small as a rodent up to anteaters over 2 meters long.
So this is B-Rad. He's a baby three-toed sloth. He came in pretty early. He still had remnants of an umbilical cord. So he got abandoned pretty early.
He's probably tiny.
Yeah, they're not normally this small. This is at 3 months. He should be a lot bigger than this.
Like double the size?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
About double
really?
The size.
Wow.
Yeah, so we think he was premature. Or a twin, or both. Because he's just so tiny. Mm-hmm. And he came in so very young, without any injuries. Mm-hmm. The story that we got told was that a group of white-faced monkeys was playing with him.
Oh.
I don't honestly believe that. Because white-faced monkeys, if they have a hold of something, they'll be rushing around. And he would have had a broken arm or a broken rib or something. And he didn't have anything.
Shame. And how do you know it's a male?
Well, it's got the line down here. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more pronounced in males than it is in females. So we think that it's probably a male.
And that's a three-toed?
Yes, you can see, unlike the other ones, these guys have three little claws. Mm-hmm. And that's on both their hands and their feet.
Right.
And they have two types of hair, unlike the other ones that just have one type of hair.
Mm. And do you think he has any chance of going back to the wild?
Yeah, I mean, we have to look after them so much. And you'd be worried that they kind of imprint on you or whatever, but because as they get older, they get independent. Mm-hmm. That's not really the issue. It's just if he manages to get to the age where he can be released. Because three-toed sloths are a lot more delicate than two-toed.
So how old would he have to be if everything goes okay before
about a year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Because they stay with their mothers. They stay on their mothers for the first 6 months.
Oh, wow.
It was so special for me to see a premature baby sloth. To see how, during 6 months, how they need to stay on the back of their mother, even though they can grab some leaves and eat. But they still need to hold on to mommy for 6 months.
So you keep him on the pad so he feels like he's like on his mother?
Their whole job is to cling on to something. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that the sloths can get abandoned is because they don't hold on. Mm-hmm. So they fall and the mother thinks, right, you're just too weak. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming to get you.
Mm-hmm.
But so they want to cling on to something at all times.
Right. Maybe we should take him back to the nursery then to give him some peace.
Give him some milk, some love.
We have a lofty vision, and that is to really expand on education. We right now we do tours and stuff, and we do some education. In the summer, we get more groups of students that come from universities all over the world, and they come and spend 4 or 5 days here, and we educate them with veterinarians and biologists and all this stuff. And we would just, can you imagine educating people here? People spending a month, 2 months, 3 months here studying the biodiversity, studying animals, even going into scientific stuff like being a vet, all right? That's where we really would like to do.
Today I spent a little bit of time thinking in how many discoveries I had so far during this trip, how many lessons I learned, and how little I know, and how much more there is to learn about so many animals, about how to release them in the wild, what we can do for them to live more and to live better. So our next generation, the children and the children of our children, might be able to see them as well, to appreciate them and to love them. There's so much more to do. There's so much to do. I was thinking that each one of us should try to learn each day a little bit more about it.